Hi, my lovely. Hello, hello, hello. Jo Warwick here. And so today I want to talk about, as you're deep diving into money magic, we want to explore how we perhaps being careless with money, not having care in our money relationship, where we're expenditure is careless, we're wasting money, we're not tracking where our money is, we're not aware of whether it's profitable to us and valuing us and being of service to us, or we're just carelessly wasting resources. So this exercise is all about focusing on profitable expenditure. So it's going to take you a little bit of work, a little bit of focus. If you haven't been doing this, if you already have some of this, fantastic, that's great. You're a woman who's already in charge a bit more of her money. It just depends on where you are with your flow of money, because we can get very fixated on what is coming in and yet we have no knowledge of our numbers. We don't have knowledge of what's going out. We don't have a target for where we want to be coming in. And if you're running whether a business or your lifestyle as a business, so you can be in a job, your lifestyle, your home life should still be run like a business. The same as if you are in a business, you should be knowing your expenses. It's not like just waiting for somebody to pay you. You need to know your targets. You need to know what you're focused on. You need to know what's going out and what's coming in. This is your income. This is your money, and you want to increase it. You want to be careful and full of care, not tight, but full of care, being aware, being loving of whether it's profiting you and valuing you. So the first phase of this exercise is to write out in detail for three separate spreadsheets of your business expenses, your household expenses, and your lifestyle expenses. So hopefully, if you are in business, you already have some of this, but not to worry, you can set it up. I would recommend doing it in a spreadsheet, but if you don't have any form of spreadsheet, you can just do it on normal paper, on a blank form, but I would absolutely ideally set this up so that you've got it to keep reviewing it every month. So ideally doing it on a spreadsheet, making sure that you've got details of what's coming in and what's going out. Ideally all of the expenditure that's going out. Now, once you've got that, asking yourself and reviewing each expense with the question of, is this profiting me? Is this valuing me? Or is it carelessly wasting resources? Okay, using your inner guidance, using your common sense, are you just wasting money? Because if you're complaining there's not, if you're just letting money just flow away and you're spending it carelessly, that word spend means it can't circulate. When we spend carelessly, we're just sort of pouring money down a drain. And yet if we use it, cultivate it, invest it, exchange it, we're allowing for this sort of circulating of money, okay, so that it returns to you, it's profiting you, it's valuing you. You don't want to pour money down the drain, okay? It's very careless of an energy. We don't want to be careless of our energy. We want to be carefully loving, valuing, okay? So go through everything, write everything down. Now that's part one. Now, part two is about budget and target. So if you haven't already, I would set yourself a budget for the month based on your current outgoing. So budgeting what's going out and budgeting being aware of what's coming in. Now, I'm not asking you to move into a tight energy, but if you budget what's going out, you can be aware that, am I being carefully loving, valuing, profiting me, or am I just wasting stuff? So if you set a budget, you can just be a bit more aware of stuff. And then alongside of that, you want to set a target. So you want to know your numbers to set targets for the next month, 3 months, 6 months, and year, using your visions, okay, as a sort of destinations where you want to be. And you're creating a plan of increased increments to get to the destination. So thinking of it as sort of stepping stones to change. And you're looking at targets of manifesting and creating more income over the next month, over the next 3 months, over the next year, 6 months, next year. You've been using your visions, and we go to the big, and then we need to think about stepping stones to getting there, because we all want it to just plop into our lap, but we want it to be easy, and yet we do need to have directions. When you get in your car, you know there's a destination, and you know that there is a route to get there. And what you're doing is creating your destination and a guided route to get there. Now, you don't have to stick to this route exactly. It won't happen exactly. And yet, when we put focus, the whole universe supports focus. When we have no focus, it cannot support. It's the same as the feminine river and the masculine river banks. We've got to have a focus of the masculine, knowing where we want to get to and where we want to be, and then allowing that energy to flow through us. Okay, so you want to have a budget and a target. We don't need to get all restricted about it. You're just looking at taking charge and giving some guidance. Now, a third part of this is to profit you. So I would set up a new savings account, or if you've got one sitting around, you're not doing anything with it. And I would do an automatic setup to transfer once or twice a month, ideally, 10% of your current income. Now, depending on where you are, 10% might be too much at this moment, or you might be able to do more. But ideally, 10% of your current income. Now, that might be $100, $300, might be £1,000, $1,000, you know, it could be pounds, etc. But what you're doing is that when we recognize this money is just automatically going out and it's paying us first, okay, we want to get into the attitude that we pay ourselves first, we profit, we receive first. This is a good first step to recognize that you're not just playing month to month. We feel better when we can see we have more resources. So if it's not just flowing through a current account or a debit account, but in fact we are creating pots of money everywhere. Okay, so this is a really good place to start. And then I would also add to this, if you're not already, I would recommend setting up also an automatic direct debit or a transfer for tithing, so that you are gifting to a charity, gifting to anything that you feel satisfies you, gives you a loving sense. Tithing is a beautiful way of valuing money, feeling generous. So just set up for yourself. It doesn't have to be big. Again, we can always increase, but setting up, I mean, even in my, you know, most poverty states, I have been paying out for cancer research for the last 25 years. Some of them at my most expensive, some of them at my most, you know, poverty driven, but I have never cancelled it, never. And sometimes I add other charities, you know, sometimes I haven't been able to add other charities, but the more money you have, the more you can tithe. And this adds to this circulating of energy, circulating of money, recognizing that you're giving value, recognizing that it's the same thing. We give, you know, if we give, we're also lovingly allowing that to return to us, but also it makes us feel very good about giving money. So I would also profit you and then do a tithing account. You might start have some of these already, and don't push yourself to a place of panic. Do it within a boundary that feels good. You can always add to it, but particularly if you look at the profiting, if you start small and then you start to see it and it feels good, and then you notice that your income is increasing, because as you pay yourself and profit yourself, what you do is open up to receiving more. You can look to increase that, and I would. Now, as a final part, I would check out, what are you putting out? So when we're looking at expenditure, it's also really important, once again, to revisit decluttering your house or your garden. So release the past, release the waste. Again, declutter any areas of yourself that you actually think, is this profiting me? Is this valuing me? Or is am I just being careless? Okay, so those drawers, the wall, you know, the cupboards, cluttering on sides. And then the other thing is to release any old clothing that doesn't fit, doesn't serve, doesn't sport your queen state. Okay, so once again, asking, does this profit me, value me, or am I being careless? The question you're actually checking is, what energy, what image are you putting out to the universe, to the world, to yourself? And the question is it I'm rich, valued, respected, and in charge of my life? Is that what you're putting out? If you're not, it's time to release some of those clothing. It's time to take charge of things, to come to this. Am I showing up in the world? Am I showing up in my house? Am I living in a state that says I'm rich, I'm valued, respected, and in charge of my life? I'm a queen, all right? So, mommy, so you have a few activities. Yes, it's going to add to the things that you're doing, but you don't have to do them all in 1 week. But this is your exercise to really come and assess your expenditure, profitable expenditure. All right, enjoy.